Hurricane Irene tore through the Northeast, causing severe flooding and damage to homes, trees, and power lines. But she also left behind something delicate, mushrooms. Foragers say they've seen more fungi in the past few weeks than ever. New England Public Radio's Ann Mostu reports.
On a recent weekday morning in Northampton, Massachusetts, a group of three 50-something adults is wandering into the woods. The oak leaves are falling alongside the pine needles, and the tall maple trees are just starting to show color.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a nice... Oh, two of them. They often just grow seemingly. Yeah. Old man of the woods. Strobilomyces fleecosus.
Pat McDonough often takes friends out to forage for mushrooms and teaches them which species are edible.
It does not have gills like a store mushroom. It has spongy little tubes, and it's very distinctive. It has these black kind of flaky scales all over the top. So, yeah, that one can go in my basket.
Even though it hasn't rained in days, there's still a damp feeling in the air. It smells brisk and slightly musky. McDonough has been taking to the woods almost daily. In her 40 years of foraging, she's never seen a harvest like this one. She often brings her friend, Paul Redstone.
This is like treasure hunting. I walk through the woods with her, and, you know, so like, oh, look there, you know, there's a lump of gold, you know.
There are more than 1,000 mushroom varieties in these woods, McDonough says, but she only eats about 24 of them. She recommends taking a course on edible fungi before foraging alone.
Unfortunately, they grow in just this kind of spot where it's damp and buggy.
She gets down on her hands and knees to pick black trumpets.
How do you think?
They smell a little bit fruity, like a little apricot.
McDonough says the dry weather last year and even earlier this summer meant fewer mushrooms.
The mushrooms you see, this isn't the whole organism. This is just the fruiting body of a larger organism that has a vast network in the soil and then rotten wood, depending on the species. So they don't fruit when it's dry, but then when it gets wet, they do. And this has been an incredible year. Where you would normally find one, you find 100.
The great picking will continue until mid-October. Frosts can trigger even more growth. McDonough plans to dry and freeze her abundance for use all winter and spring. For NPR News, I'm Ann Mostu in Western Massachusetts.